views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm excited that the Women of Wisdom Conference has launched. You can see everything on our website. Just go to www.thewowconference.org. We have some very special pricing for early bird weekend passes if you register by December 7th. This is something new. I mean, this is a really low price. We're making it easy for you to attend the whole weekend, which is just a great way to immerse yourself in Women of Wisdom. And as always, you can register for individual events. This week, I'm interviewing Mira Kelly, and she will be presenting a two-day intensive workshop for our pre-conference event, which is February 10th through the 11th, and it will be on her expertise on beyond past lives. And there's also an early bird price for her workshop if you register before December 31st. And we're going to talk today about regression with my guest, Mira Kelly. She grew up in Bulgaria, where she had a powerful regression experience at the age of 13. Mira followed her intuition and came to the U.S. to go to college. And following her graduation, Mira practiced as a corporate and securities lawyer in New York City. A painful physical condition led Mira to rediscover the instantaneous emotional and physical healing available through regression. And now she travels around the world holding regression workshops and also conducts private regression sessions, assisting people in transforming their lives, for which she currently has a two-year wait list. She is the creator of the best-selling audio CD, Healing Through Past Life Regression and Beyond, and is the author of Beyond Past Lives, What Parallel Realities Can Teach Us About Relationships, Healing, and Transformation. You can find out more about Mira on her website, www.mirakelly.com. That's M-I-R-A-K-E-L-L-E-Y. So welcome, Mira.
Hello, Chris. It's such a pleasure to join you.
Yeah, so I'm glad you're here, too. And first, you know, Voices of Women and Women of Wisdom, which I do, is all about stories. So I want you first to tell your story. What was that first regression experience you had at 13?
Yes, I did. It was quite powerful. As a background, I want to tell you and the listeners that I actually came into the work of past life regression not knowing anything about it, because I grew up in a communist country. My first formative years were spent in a communist country, so there was never any discussion of religion around me. There was never any discussion of if incarnation is even possible as something that happens to the soul. It was never talked about God or the angels, none of that. So after communism fell as a regime in the country, all of a sudden there was a huge influx of all kinds of religious and spiritual and metaphysical information in Bulgaria. And naturally, one day when I came across the information on past life regression, I was very intrigued. I was very interested. And I didn't think it impossible, you know, because I just didn't know, is it real or is it not? For me, it was just, oh, this is intriguing. And so after reading a book on the topic filled with stories of how people will just experience something in their minds, and that will impact them so tremendously that they will give up fully, you know, they will give up years of carrying emotional trauma, that they will be able to overcome phobias just like that. They will be able to release issues. They will know about their soul purpose. They will know about their relationships. I was truly amazed and very intrigued. So naturally, I created a recording for myself so I can see what that will do for me, right? I was so curious. And I remember, Chris, as I was getting ready to listen to the recording I created, I remember thinking to myself, you know what? I'm just a kid. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm not physically ill. I don't have any life issues. But I was so curious. And so I listened to the recording, and I had a very powerful experience. And really, it was just such a vivid, such an emotional experience. And it gave me a lot on my soul purpose. It gave me a lot on the life lesson I'm here to work through. And that was that, as you can imagine, right? As a 13-year-old, that's more than enough. And then my life kept on going, and eventually I was living here in the U.S., already working as a corporate and securities attorney in a large law firm in New York City, when a regression came to me as a way of healing. I used regression to heal myself from a debilitating physical condition, and then it was really something that stayed with me. It came and it stayed with me.
Mm-hmm. So that and was that I'm just seeing to remember, it was a dentist issue with your jaw.
So you
went everywhere. You went to many dentists and tried all sorts of treatments for a couple of years.
And it was, even though it was not life-threatening, honestly, it felt like life-threatening to me, because it was such an incapacitating physical condition that is right in the muscles of the jaw. And it really affects everything. I mean, it's always right in your face. And so after a whole year of struggling and trying to make it work with everything I could possibly think, and draining my bank account to no end, because, you know, I really wanted to heal, nothing was changing. And then one day my dentist suggested that I simply need to decide, because, you know, he couldn't help me anymore. And keep in mind, we're talking about a professor who teaches dentistry at Columbia University and is considered one of the best dentists in America. So he gave up on me, and he said, you know what? You either need to learn to live with the pain. And anybody who has even had the slightest cut on their finger knows that when something bothers you physically, you don't learn to live with it. You know, you're always thinking about it. You always want to heal. You always want to do something about it. Or the second option he gave me was to have an operation. And he described to me that the operation was to break my jaw and then reattach it back with wires, with the hope that somehow by breaking the jaw, the muscles around the jaw are going to heal. And that didn't, you know, it still baffles my mind. That didn't make sense, because it wasn't a condition of the jaw, it was a condition of the muscles. And as you can imagine, I was really desperate. I just didn't see either one of the two as possibilities I even wanted to contemplate. And it was in the desperation that I remembered doing the regression when I was a little girl. And I found somebody to work with right away, because, you know, I was, like I said to you, desperate. And I did a regression with a person, and because of my desperation, because of my need for this to work the very first time, I simply blocked anything, right? I just couldn't relax. I didn't feel like I was too tense and anxious. But lo and behold, the second time I attempted doing this, doing a regression to heal this, I actually had a very brief but very transformative experience of seeing myself as a slave who had a metal collar around my neck, and there was this imperfection in the chain, in the collar around my neck that was always hurting the jaw right where the main pain spot was. And I have to tell you, it was such a cathartic experience of feeling what it felt like to be the slave that I basically went home and I cried for the rest of the day. There was not much of anything to even process other than these powerless feelings, you know, that feeling of how could this person be treated so badly? How could this be possible? You know, all these emotions is just coming up. And here's the incredible thing, Chris. The next morning, I woke up and the pain was completely gone, just gone. Just like that, gone. Yeah. And that was my moment of realizing this is an incredible process. This is a tool that works, you know, and you don't even need to know how it works. It simply works. And ever since then, I became more and more involved in this work until one day I chose to no longer pursue my legal career. And now all I do is help people heal through connecting with past lives.
Yeah, so it's a fascinating story, especially, you know, when it happens so beautifully like that there's, you know, immediate results. The next day, being gone with pain, you have to stop and wonder, like, what is this? And you began then that whole journey of transforming your life to help others and to do this past life regression. And I want to get into, you know, what is a past life regression? We'll do that when we come back from the break. And for us, you to describe us the process you take people through to access their past life. So we'll do that when we come back. This is Chris Stanish. You're listening to Voice as a Woman. We'll be right back and talk more with Mira Kelly.
To experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety, you can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Chris Stanish is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Thank you. Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis. And so I'm back now talking with Mira Kelly. And before we go, Mira, into the discussion, why don't you give your contact information where people can find out about your work and where they can, I know you have a CD or DVD set that they can also purchase.
Sure. The best place to go will be my website. It's my name, MiraKelly.com. And people can get my best-selling book there. People can get my CD so they can experience for themselves this powerful work of past life regression that we're talking about. Or they can check out my workshops and join me for a live event.
Oh, great. And, you know, this is something you really have to experience. So getting the CD, it's one thing to read a book, but to get a CD and listen to, you're probably leading people through past life regression. And so they can experience by getting the CD. So I want to start off with you describing what is past life regression and then the process you take people to go through to access their past lives.
It's a very gentle and beautiful process that allows people to connect with other lifetimes they have lived. And we do this with the purpose of helping people understand their soul path, the bigger picture of the connections they create with other people, and the purpose of certain challenges, right, the lessons through these different lifetimes, so that they can create an emotional and physical healing in the present moment around the challenges that they're having. So as a process, it's similar to meditation. It's very gentle. It's safe. It's beautiful. It's something that people can do with me in person because I do personal sessions with clients. They can do it with me in workshops, or they can just simply get a recording of mine and try that as well. So it's really rather incredible, Chris, how when you connect with other lifetimes, you get to see the bigger picture of your soul path. You get to understand. And from that simple understanding, you're able to let go of anything and everything. People use regression to heal anything and everything.
Well, give us an example of that. You've had lots of clients, and so what is an example of someone who healed emotionally and physically when they tapped into this past life awareness?
Sure. So here's an example. I worked with a person. I had worked with a person who has had an STD and simply experiencing another lifetime where there was trauma around that allowed for the STD. An STD that, according to doctors, is incurable. In other words, you have to keep on having it for the rest of your life. Gone. Tested. Gone. A person with digestion issues and inability to eat a whole variety of foods and being very limited. After working with me, all of that is released. He's back to a balanced normal, what we consider diet with a variety in it. Heartbreak. Now, we all have those, right? Understanding the emotional relationships we share, understanding your purpose in life. I really love working with people around their purpose because, honestly, that's one of the biggest questions we all have. What is my purpose here? I know there is a meaning to my life, and yet I'm not finding fulfillment in my current job. So that's something that I address with clients very often. So that's why I was saying to you, not just physical issues, but also emotional challenges.
Well, and they're always related to, and the thing about my understanding with past life regression is we come into this life sometimes carrying things from the past life that we didn't heal. And so it's still there for our spirit, our soul to deal with until we deal with it. Is that your sense of that?
My understanding is that we are always growing, always expanding, and we're always looking to learn, because for you to learn, you cannot have a balanced expression of learning by simply learning from one point of view. So think about it. If you want to learn about love, you will have yourself a life where the soul is being abandoned. In another lifetime, you will be the one who abandons. In a third lifetime, you're going to create very loving, close, intimate family relationships. In another lifetime, you're going to create jealousy and competition. So all of these lifetimes all feed into the common theme, the common lesson of love, learning about love, because a soul needs to learn from every point of view. And when you, during regression, you experience and you understand how you have done it in other lifetimes, then you come to a point of saying to yourself, you know what? This is a different life. I am a different person. I choose to do it differently. And it's that moment of empowerment that really transforms people, really creates a new perception, a new understanding. It's really that moment of creating the miracle, because, you know, you don't really know that you're transforming in the moment of transformation. Only after you have crossed that bridge do you look back and you say, wow, here I am. And isn't this incredible?
Yeah, after you've gone through all that pain. When you're in it and you're in that pain, you don't know. Yeah. You value it afterwards. Well, you talked about empowerment, and you wanted to talk about empowering women. So maybe we should just talk about that right now.
Absolutely. So I really love what you are doing with your work on empowering women. But I want to encourage women to think of this as a place of opening up and accepting their own love and their own place of coming into themselves from a place of love. Because if we put it in terms of women versus men, I promise you, women, you have been men in other lifetimes. The men that you're looking to compete with and blame for things have been women in other lifetimes. So it's not about that kind of feminism, right? It's not about that kind of empowerment from a place of struggle and competition and getting the upper hand. The real empowerment, in my opinion, of women comes into balancing the masculine and the feminine energies within ourselves, coming to terms with loving all of us, all of them, all of everything. And it's a really beautiful place of bringing the divine energy of Source, the divine unconditional acceptance that truly empowers us as women and allows us to value ourselves, to see our worth, and to see that in everybody else in the world as well.
Yeah, that's so important. And it's true that, you know, bringing that balance to the masculine and feminine and knowing that in all of us and seeing that rather than, you know, blaming the man for our, you know, where we're at right now is to love that place that for their healing to come forward, you know, because the men need to heal their wounded self as much as the women do. So
absolutely,
we're all
absolutely
in this together.
Absolutely.
So,
yes.
Yeah. There's another aspect that you work in, and that's experiencing past life in other forms, such as animals, or they've experienced through their past life regression having experiences living on other planets, or you know, all that kind of, which sounds kind of woo woo, but.
Isn't it interesting? Because think about it. I often get asked this question, especially from people who practice Hinduism as a religion. I get asked, "Is it possible to reincarnate as an animal?" And I say to people, "Well, think about this. There's consciousness in a flower. There's consciousness in a tree. It's a different kind of consciousness, right? Information and life is created and processed differently. But there is a value to that experience. There is a value to that soul experience. And in fact, in my book, Beyond Past Lives, I tell about the life of a flower. It's one of the stories I tell. And the person who experienced, the client who experienced the life of the flower was just so transformed by the unconditional love and acceptance the flower had of itself. Because you see, the flower didn't question its worth. The flower simply knew that it's beautiful and that it belongs and that God created it. And it was delighting in its beauty in the most innocent, delightful way, you know, not in a boisterous way, but in a way of, am I not beautiful? Look at this. And so that in itself was such a beautiful lesson for him and for me about knowing your worth, knowing your value, the way God knows your worth, the way God knows your value, the way you're seen by the divine is truly lovable.
Yes, and that reminds me, I just heard recently, is like flowers don't sit there and compare themselves to the flower next to them. And humans, we do that all the time. You know, we're not as good as so-and-so. Oh, she's such a good leader. Oh, they're such a good dancer. And we compare ourselves. And our flower just exists in their own beauty. Yeah. And they don't compare, like, oh, gee, I wish I was a rose because they're so much prettier. You know, it gets pretty ridiculous, doesn't it?
And also it takes away our worth. You know, we don't really see our gifts and talents. And each one of us is created because we have gifts and talents to give to the world. And when we try to be something that we are not, we're not only in disservice to ourselves, but we're in disservice to the world. Because when God created us, God knew our specific worth. There was a need that we were created to satisfy. And when we try to be somebody else, like a rose, as opposed to a dandelion, we really deprive the world from the gifts we're here to bring.
Well, that's so true. Well, this is Chris Stanis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Mira Kelly.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. That was Lorraine Bay singing Pray Like a Woman. That's on our Woman of Wisdom CD. So check that out. You can purchase that on our website at womanofwisdom.org. And lots of songs from amazing women singers like Holly Near, Rihanna, and Libby Erotic, and many more. It's a fabulous CD. So I'm loving our conversation with Mira Kelly, author of Beyond Past Lives. And let's talk a little bit, because you kind of touched on it, Mira, about how to share on how to access your higher spirits, and you can perhaps share with people how they can do that.
Oh, absolutely. This is a part of my work that I really love. So when I do a regression with a person, I always make sure, be it in a workshop, be it in person, be it with a CD, I always make sure that I ask during the process that people connect with the energy of their higher self, because we are all looking for that guidance. We're all having our questions. We're all looking to make the most of what we have and make those empowered choices. So here's something that I can share with people as a technique, as a process that they can do. When I'm looking to connect with my higher guidance, I take a moment at a time when I'm not going to be disturbed, right? I have a few free moments. And I sit down, and on a piece of paper, I just write my beloved, because I love to think of the divine as my beloved, right? As of us being in this unison and communion of love. So, and then I continue with the question. I say, my beloved, and then I ask the question. And then I take a moment to pause and just connect with that essence, that that knowingness inside me, that internal truth, that eternal truth. And I take a moment, and then I start talking about Mira as a third person. And I start writing down all the guidance, imagining that I'm this higher power, imagining that I'm this all-knowing, all-loving energy that wants to guide Mira into her highest good. And I just simply start writing whatever comes to mind without judging, without censoring, without thinking, oh, how is this making sense? You know, I'm just simply speaking in third person. And that moment of speaking in third person is such a beautiful way of us to awaken the connection with the divine. And by simply speaking and by simply writing, we create a river of words so that the guidance can be flown down the river of words. And so as long as you allow for that stream of consciousness, when you read it later, you will be like, wow, this is loving. I don't usually think of myself that way. Or you'll say, wow, this is really wise. Or you will say, gosh, where did this come from? You know, I don't usually talk that way, or this is too profound of guidance and information. So this is a little technique that I do. And now I feel so comfortable with it that I simply do it in my mind. In other words, I will have a question and I will be walking around, and then I will simply say, my beloved, and I will give the question, and then I will switch roles, right? I will pretend and imagine being my higher self, and I'll start giving you a whole lot of good advice. And it's such a playful little tool that I give people. And in fact, I give this exercise in my book, Beyond Past Lives, and there's so many practical exercises just like this one in the book. It's really amazing to me how much people are loving the exercises. In other words, when I wrote the book, I did not write the book for the exercises, and yet it turns out that all of a sudden there's such an incredibly powerful point of the book.
Yeah, well, that's, and people are looking for that. It's one thing just to read something, but you need to experience it to really understand it. Now, there's several things in the book that you talk about that I want to get into that are interesting. And that's like in these past life regressions, you talk about past, present, and future, and you even discover that there's some simultaneous all existing in the same moment. And that came about through, I love the reading about, you were working with a man named John, and how surprised you were when he was doing his past life regressions. Can you share that?
Absolutely. And I was really blown away when this information was presented to me through the session with him, because up until this moment, I believed that reincarnation worked as a straight line. I went from a past to a present to a future, just like we think of time flowing by. But in his session with me, it was revealed to me that there's so much more complexity to the universe and to existence, and that sometimes lifetimes actually overlap each other in time. And I know that me saying it with this one sentence will make listeners say, wait, how could this possibly be? And I will keep the mystery for a moment until they reach for the book or hear me talk about it someplace else, because there's such detail and depth of the unfolding of that story, and it's really, you know, it's just such a beautiful unfolding, almost like tracing a mystery, you know, like the unfolding of a beautiful adventure. And I, when this information was presented to me, it really opened up a whole new way of seeing the world and seeing life and my experience as the creator of my existence.
Well, and did this happen more than once? Because I've only read to the part where, you know, John's story, but then did you discover this with other people too? So you're finding it more often.
Gosh. Oh, yes. All of a sudden, it became cropping up in the sessions with many other clients. And this whole idea of time being linear as opposed to all time being simultaneous and everything existing right now was really transformed as an idea in my mind, because when gurus say everything exists now, you say, yeah, but I gotta pay the rent tomorrow and my boyfriend broke up with me yesterday, you know, that kind of linearity. But it was through this experience of all these lifetimes unfolding and how they all overlap in the same 130-year period that I, for myself, finally understood what this means as a concept. You know, it was presented to me in a very simple way that my mind could actually grasp and apply to the way I live as Mira today. That was the importance of how it was presented as something that I can do today, you know, to improve my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's another aspect you talk in your book, which is about oversouls. And you had a memorable session with a woman who described how souls are created. Would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, sure. The woman you're referring to is Serena Dyer. So a couple of years ago, I had the privilege of regressing Wayne Dyer, leading him through a past life. And he was just so moved and transformed by that experience that he immediately, you know, began speaking about it. And the first person he spoke about it to was his daughter, Serena. And Serena experienced how souls are created. And she described to me that a soul is created by the simple combination of energies and light, and that there are many such places through the multiverse where new souls are created. And I was so intrigued by that. And I asked her, well, how is the awareness of a new soul needing to be created known? Where is the purchase order coming from, you know, so to speak? And she said to me that all of existence, because that's how she was referring to God being the river and the plant and all the people and the cats and the dogs, all that consciousness is a shared consciousness that creates all that is, that creates the energy of God. And she described to me that all that is feels within itself that there's something missing, that there's an energy that needs to be created in order to fulfill that void. And the knowing is sent as a signal, and a new soul is created. And when I heard this, Chris, I was blown away, because I was realizing that even before we are created, we are so loved, we are so appreciated, our value and our worth is seen, yet we are so good at denying ourselves, right? Like you and I mentioned earlier, we go about life saying, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, I what do I have to offer? And yet, all along, God is standing by our side and is saying, I know your worth, I see your value, but you are a free person. You have free will. So if you're choosing to create life of limitation, if you're choosing to know yourself as less than, I'm going to give you all that you need to create that manifestation. But I'm really hoping that sooner or later, and I know that's going to come, you're going to start seeing your worth. You're going to start knowing your validity, and I'm going to be there to support you. I'm going to be there to love you and to give you all the confirmation of how lovable you are, because I created you knowing how important you are. So that in itself was one of the most profound sessions that allowed for me for a greater level of love in my own life, you know, and feeling lovable and sharing that love with everyone.
That's beautiful. Well, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and we're going to take a little break and continue our conversation with Mira Kelly.
Ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. We've been talking with Mira Kelly, author of Beyond Past Lives, and having a fascinating hour with her. Let's talk a little bit about, you have a chapter entitled Everything Reflects You. And so perhaps you could share what that means for you, what that entails.
Sure. One of the topics that I get often get a lot of questions on is the topic of love. And I tell people that before we incarnate, we make all these agreements with other people. And we usually, what happens with us is we usually travel through different lifetimes as soul groups, simply because we create all these relationships and situations in one lifetime, and then we continue the learning through different roles, through different storylines in other lifetimes. And naturally, who do you continue the learning with? But the people you started with, right? The souls you started with. So what happens with us when we meet our children, when we meet our lovers, when we come into a relationship with our parents, each one of us reflects onto the other so much of who they are. In other words, our relationships are our greatest blessing. And yes, that's also why they're our greatest challenge, right? Because the people who are closest to you, we say they know how to push your buttons. And the reason why we say that is because they're simply always reflecting within you that which you have not yet integrated. Because just think about it. That what is it that you're quick to judge about your friends? What is it that you're quick to dislike and disapprove of in your lover? Or what angers you in your children? These are usually the things that if you were just to see these people simply as mirrors looking back at you, you will be able to know more of where you have an opportunity to heal. Because that's all that they're doing as souls. They're giving us that incredible service of being there for us and saying, this triggers you emotionally because this is an opportunity for you to heal, become whole, and grow through this experience. So I really believe that our relationships really reflect us so beautifully and present us that opportunity for growth.
That's so true. And that idea of a mirror, and, you know, if we can be aware that we are a mirror that we're reflecting back to the other person, because it's so much easier to see the beauty and the love in someone else than ourselves sometimes. And so if we reverse that and remember, well, they're a mirror, and if they're looking at us with love and appreciation for who we are, to own that in ourselves, and not so often we discount it, like, oh, you know, that's, you're just saying that, that's not me, really, you know. Inside, we, how much we discount ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this also ties in, because you had another chapter in here, it ties in with forgiveness of self, because yes, we are human, we make mistakes, and we carry those so much on us that it's really important to have that sense of being able to forgive ourselves. It's probably the hardest thing to do.
It really is, because when we usually talk about forgiveness, we talk about forgiveness as we forgiving others for what they have done. And that's important, but that's only 50% of the work. Because with every situation we get ourselves into, no matter how painful, we are involved there as well. So we have guilt, we have remorse, we have resentment, we have our own questions of what if I had done this and the other thing differently. So actually forgiving ourselves is the other 50%. So it's very much like a two-sided process. And so when people talk about forgiveness, I always want them to also consider forgiving themselves as well. And because of that, in my book, I give this little mantra: I forgive myself, I forgive you, I release you, and I let this go. In other words, it's really a coherent whole as a process of forgiveness. And I want to tell you why it's important to forgive. This is something, again, I learned from the higher self of another client. It really struck me. I was told that it's important that we forgive because on a soul level, spirit has no need to punish itself. Because think about it, once you are out of a body, all of a sudden you're back to that divine love of understanding the bigger picture, of comfort, of compassion. So spirit has no need to punish itself, right? A spirit doesn't need to keep something in the back of its mind so that it doesn't repeat the same mistake next time. Spirit is just simply in a place of loving. But we are here on earth needing to practice forgiveness, needing to practice letting go, because it's really that moment of living oneness in the present moment, if we are actually able to take that step of forgiveness. Does it make sense? In other words, forgiveness is the ultimate practice for living oneness.
That's beautifully said. And also leads to, and one of the things, I think the aspects of exploring your past lives and this to enable your healing is leading to discover your purpose in your life.
Oh, yes. Purpose is, like I was saying to you, purpose is such an important topic, because we all sense within ourselves that we're here to do some great things. And yet, because we're so confused about the whole process, we go about wondering, what is my life purpose? And the simple answer to what is my life purpose is be who you are. It's really that simple, because within you already have all the skills, all the tools, all that you need to offer to the world. But we always think about purpose as something that needs to be fit into a career, right? Something that needs to have a big overarching theme. And yet I tell people, you know, you will know about the big theme of your life when you look back on your life and you see how it all perfectly unfolded. But at first, if you're uncertain about it, take it a step at a time. Ask yourself in every moment, what excites me now? What do I feel moved to do? Not because it's going to pay a bill, not because it's going to make me money, not because it's going to get me to that, some expectation that I'm creating in my mind, but simply because it feels right. It feels exciting. It feels intriguing. It feels like so much time is passing by, and where did time go? I was having so much fun. And it's really this energy that is the energy of spirit saying to you, this is real. This is you following your path. This is your truth. You know, so that's why it's so important to follow the thread of that excitement, enthusiasm, joy, fulfillment, energy in everything that you do without having the expectation of, does it look right? Does it look like my mother wants me to, you know, engage in? Or is it going to ultimately make me the money I'm hoping for? Because these things will all fall into place as long as you simply follow the true voice of your soul.
Well, thank you, Mira, for all the work you do assisting people to make sense of their lives. Appreciate you being on the show today. I invite everyone to check out her books and her CD set with guided meditation and regression. You can find them on her website, on her product page. Just go to www.mirakelly.com. That's MIRAKELLEY.com. And again, I invite you to go to the Woman of Wisdom website for our conference. And our new conference website is www.thewowconference.org. And discover all the amazing over 40 presenters who are sharing their gifts at WOW this year. It includes Mira Kelly's two-day intensive workshop for our pre-conference event. It's February 10th through the 11th. That's going to be on Beyond Past Lives. So, you know, what a great place to come to explore this with Mira Kelly. And you'll get to experience WOW's unique and transformational conference where we explore deep topics and share our stories in intimate circles. You can create your own experience at WOW to have a rich experience in exploring your life's purpose and connect with other women and support each other. So we hope to see you in February. Be sure to look for all the early bird specials we have. Weekend passes, deadline's December 7th. Our featured guests have specials that go through December 31st. Just go to thewowconference.org. And also, right now, we have what's available to participate in the conference besides a participant going to workshops, is we have a temple. And you can apply to be an intuitive reader or energy healer at our conference. The deadline's November 20th. And just go apply online at thewowconference.org. Look for healers and readers application, or might even say the temple. But anyway, on the left-hand side, you'll see a link, and you can find the online application for that. And we'd love for you to participate that in our conference. Also, check out my book, the award-winning and Amazon bestseller book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. If you want to have an idea of what our conference is like, pick up the book. It's got inspirational talks from some of our many wonderful speakers that we've had, and art and poetry and stories from many of our participants. You can purchase that at womanofwisdom.org. Well, this is Chris Dana, so I'm so glad you were with us today on this Voices of Women show. I wish everybody a great weekend, and we'll be talking to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.